Today's episode is brought to you by the Clackamas County Fair and Rodeo, everything a county fair was meant to be. Coming to you August 16th through 20th, only in Canby. Tickets and information at clackamascountyfair.com or download the new app on Google Play or the Apple App Store. This episode is also brought to you by Oddmo's Pizza in Canby. Handmade awesome pizza plus craft beer, wine, and cider delivered. Order today at 503-263-8444 or visit them online at oddmos.com.
Welcome to Now Hear This, Canby,
your source for news.
The threat of a possible teacher strike was avoided this week.
There's a new irresistibly cute creature winning over fans, and its name is Scootaloo.
Sports?
It's like Lucy in the football. You want to kick a field goal, but they take it away from you.
We had to learn how to win.
Goal can't be in the last second of the game!
And interesting conversations.
Because I'm one of the strongest girls ever, and I know that for a fact.
I just really enjoy writing gossip as if I was a bear.
With an old maid daughter that make the best moonshine in the coast.
And if it would have hit me in the face, I think I would have died. I really do.
I guarantee you would have died, man. Are you kidding me?
Welcome to the Now Hear This, Canby podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Martina Baker, and this is what's happening this week in our community. Less than 3 months after overseeing one of the worst election fiascos in state history, the Clackamas County Clerk has come under fire for another costly mistake in a local special election. In May, Clark Sherry Hall and the Clackamas County Elections Office were the subject of negative news coverage across the nation for mishandling a printing issue affecting more than 100,000 Clackamas County primary voters, mainly registered Democrats, and for failing to address the problems in a timely manner. Less than 10% of the results from the state's third most populous county were tallied on election night, leaving the results of critical federal, state, and local races in limbo for days and even weeks. When state and other county officials essentially forced Hall to accept offers of help she had declined weeks earlier, an unprecedented influx of temporary workers and resources descended on the Clackamas County Elections Office. It took an estimated 6,700 additional hours and more than $600,000 in public funds to rectify the situation, but Hall's office was ultimately able to certify the results of the May primary election before the deadline, barely. Now, she's done it again. Hall, who has more than two decades of experience as the county's chief elections officer and is facing a strong challenge for re-election in November, has reportedly sent the wrong voters' pamphlets to thousands of households for the August 23rd special election, a gaffe impacting an estimated 4,000 Oregon City and Gladstone area voters. The mistake concerns two races, a special election to replace former Oregon City Mayor Rachel Lyle Smith, who resigned in March due to a planned out-of-state move to be closer to family, and the Oak Lodge Water Services Authority Board. Thousands of voters in Precinct 600, which includes the McLaughlin and Park Place neighborhoods of historic Oregon City and outskirts of Gladstone, got Oak Lodge inserts in their voter pamphlets rather than the ones for the mayoral race that they should have received. Hall says her office will mail out the correct pamphlets to all impacted voters. Hall's tenure as a public official has been marked by several such gaffes, though she has rarely faced any trouble in her repeated re-election bids. In 2004, 1 year after first taking office, Hall mailed ballots to some 300 voters in Sandy that excluded three questions about land annexation. Hall discovered the error 10 days before the election, but failed to alert the public. In 2012, the county had to spend $118,000 to reprint primary ballots after Hall included a measure that wasn't supposed to be on the ballot until the November election. The very next year, the state had to oversee how the county was verifying signatures after it was discovered that the county had verified signatures that turned out to be invalid. And the year after that, and perhaps the most serious indiscretion before now, a worker under Hall's supervision was discovered filling in choices for Republican candidates on ballots that voters had left blank. The worker was sentenced to 90 days in jail. The Oregon Department of Environmental Quality in June levied more than $100,000 in fines against Icon Construction, claiming the Westland-based developer committed multiple stormwater-related permit violations in connection with four Canby housing projects. Icon has appealed the fines and, through its attorneys, has aggressively denied any wrongdoing in its construction activities at the four large housing developments. In a June 3rd letter to Icon and its owner and founder, Mark Handris, DEQ alleged the firm committed multiple construction stormwater permit violations at its Beckwood, Hamilton Acres, Redwood Landing 2, and Redwood Landing 3 residential developments in Canby. The violations included starting construction without obtaining permit coverage, making false statements on erosion and sediment control plans, failing to implement those plans, and placing waste where it was likely to enter state waterways. The firm was assessed its largest fine, nearly $47,000, for alleged violations at its Hamilton Acres project, a new 41-lot housing development under construction on North Pine Street in Northeast Canby. There, DEQ alleged the company failed to follow its own erosion and sediment control plans and perform required monitoring to ensure the pollution controls were working as intended. The agency also claimed the company discharged concrete waste and wash water directly onto the ground and located portable toilets near stormwater catch basins that discharged to Willow Creek. The other three projects were Beckwood Place, a 42-lot development on Northeast 17th Avenue, and two phases of the massive Redwood Landing development on North Redwood, Redwood Landing 2, a 44-lot development, and Redwood Landing 3. Through its attorneys at Schwab, Williamson, and Wyatt, Icon denied that its managers or workers violated any DEQ policies or polluted state waters and responded in detail to DEQ's allegations. Attorney Elizabeth Howard hit back at the state, claiming that its alleged violations went beyond the scope of its legal authority and were based on inaccurate allegations and assumptions that are not supported by the evidence or law. She also accused DEQ of acting in bad faith, claiming the agency had attempted to entrap and intimidate the company. She said the projects that DEQ claimed polluted state waters do not actually drain into any waters of the state. DEQ does not have any jurisdiction to levy a penalty against Icon for activities on a site from which stormwater does not drain or otherwise connect to waters of the state, Howard wrote. Laura Gleam, a public affairs specialist for DEQ, confirmed that Icon had appealed the penalties and had requested an informal meeting to determine if the two parties could reach a settlement. "This sometimes takes several meetings," Gleam told The Current in an email. "If we cannot reach a settlement, DEQ may refer the case for a hearing before an administrative law judge at Oregon's Office of Administrative Hearings." The $114,089 fine against Icon was the largest of eight DEQ issued in June for various alleged environmental violations, including a winery discharging wastewater to a creek tributary, a hazardous waste landfill improperly disposing of corrosive waste, and a gas station failing to submit required annual air quality reports. Organizations or individuals must either pay the fines or file an appeal within 20 days of receiving notice of the penalty. They may be able to offset a portion of a penalty by funding a supplemental environmental project that improves Oregon's environment. Penalties may also include orders requiring specific tasks to prevent ongoing violations or additional environmental harm. A climber who died in a fall while summiting Mount Hood back in March was recovered from the mountain on Saturday, the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office said. Pradnia Mohite, 34, of Issaquah, Washington, was trying to summit Mount Hood with her climbing partner, 50-year-old Lee Wang, on March 9th, when they both fell near the Luthold Kulawar, which is a long, steep avalanche chute. Wang sustained critical injuries and was later evacuated to a hospital, the sheriff's office said, but Mohite was declared deceased at the scene. Conditions on the peak were too dangerous at the time to recover her body. Late season storms in March and April made for extreme avalanche risk and challenging climbing conditions, which prevented crews from recovering Mohite. The sheriff's office and Portland Mountain Rescue have been monitoring the conditions and say they had enough melt by August 4th to finalize a recovery plan. The sheriff's office contracted with JL Aviation, a specialty helicopter company located in Boring, due to hazardous climbing conditions. The helicopter crew inserted three specially trained rescuers from Portland Mountain Rescue and Volcano Mountain Rescue directly to the small, narrow, and extremely steep ice ridge where Mohite's body was located. The helicopter hoisted her from the ridge and transported her to the White River Snow Park, then returned to extract the rescue team. Two backup teams from PMR climbed to positions high on the mountain and were on standby to support the rescue team in the event of an emergency. After the rescue team was extracted by the helicopter, the backup teams descended on their own. We offer our deepest condolences to the family and friends of Miss Mohite and hope that today brings closure to everyone impacted by this tragedy, the sheriff's office said in a statement.
Hey, Tyler, we have a furry new friend I wanted to show you. His name is Frankie with an I-E. Isn't that cute?
Oh, I get it, because you're Frankie with a C-K-E.
Yeah.
That's so clever.
I know.
The only cute thing I see on this video is me, because you're blurry and frozen.
What? No way. I just got a new phone, and it's supposed to have a great camera.
Dude, you can have the best camera in the world, but you still freeze up if your video calls don't have quality internet.
So what should I do? Frankie's playing in the pool and it's absolutely adorable.
I'm guessing you're using your mobile data for this FaceTime call, right? Just connect to your home Wi-Fi instead. I bet your video comes through just fine. You did just upgrade to Direct Link with Wi-Fi and fast upload speed, so you might as well get the best use out of them.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, hang on. There. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I should be on my Wi-Fi now.
Yep.
Can you see Frankie in the pool?
Oh, he looks like he's having a blast. See what fast upload speeds can do? For upload and downloads at the speed of aww, visit www.directlink.coop/internet or give him a call at 503-266-8111.
Frankie, give me back.
I'm Roz Mason. I'm running for Oregon Senate District 26. This is a rural district, and while our area has historically been seen as a Republican stronghold, this is simply no longer the case. A near even number of registered voters from both parties now live in our area, and the voice of independent and non-affiliated voters is critically important. I'm the candidate with the best track record of bridge building and working across the political spectrum. I'm committed to representing all people in my district. I show that through my involvement in public safety, the military, business, and agriculture. We all want responsible legislation and civility. In this race, your vote and involvement really matter. Join us at masonfororegon.com. Paid for by Mason for Oregon 21968.
All right, on the Cami Conversation today, we are so excited to have the 2022 Clackamas County Fair and Cami Rodeo Court here at Now Here at the Studios with us. Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Howdy, right?
Yeah.
You guys are staring at the screen behind me like it's going to give you some wisdom. Don't even worry about it. Why don't we go around and just have you guys introduce yourselves, starting with the princesses, and then, of course, start with the queen.
Oh, there I we am go. Okay. The 2022 Clackamas County Fair and Canby Rodeo Princess Jessica.
Okay. Hi, Jessica.
I'm the 2022 Clackamas County Fair and Canby Rodeo Princess Michaela.
Hi, Michaela.
And welcome. I'm the 2022 Clackamas County Fair and Canby Rodeo Queen Alexis Goffner.
Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can we go around and just tell us a little bit about each one of you? How you got into doing what you do?
I'm from Hillsboro, and I got into this when I went to the St. Paul Rodeo, 2015, 2016, and I saw the flag carriers walking around the arena at the beginning. I was like, Mom, I want to be one of them.
Hmm.
So the next year I tried out.
Was that the first time you'd seen rodeo?
No.
Okay.
No, first time at St. Paul.
But that was the first time it, like, inspired you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I went, Mom, I want to be one of them. So the next year I tried out to be a flag carrier, got it. And then just the atmosphere of being in the arena, I was like, okay, I want more.
Hmm.
So then trying out for a rodeo court, and I tried out for Columbia County in 2019 for the 2020 title, got that, and that's how this whole journey started.
That's awesome. And that was Jessica. Michaela.
Honestly, I don't even remember. I think it was back in 2015. I was at the Amhill County Fair and Rodeo because I was showing my horse, and they give the youth an opportunity to try out to be in the rodeo and to do run-ins, and I did that, and that year I got to meet the Tillamook County Rodeo Queen, and I got to talk to her, and just talking to her and seeing what she does is kind of what sparked that in me, and I actually was the Tillamook Rodeo Queen last year.
Oh, awesome. Congrats.
And
How young were you when you were talking with her?
I was probably...
You were little?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was probably like a freshman in high school, I think.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I graduated, I went for it, and I just wasn't done after Tillamook, so I kept going.
Awesome, awesome. And you guys just kept working until you got to be part of the best fair, which is Clackamas County.
Yeah, exactly.
And our queen, royalty?
So mine actually goes all the way back to my mom. She was a rodeo queen. And then when I was little, she was actually a chaperone for the Clackamas County Fair and Canby Rodeo Court.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to follow this court around.
Yeah.
And they were my heroes.
Mm.
So I always dreamed of wearing this crown. And both sides of my family are from Canby. Mm. So this court specifically is really special. My grandparents met at the fair. Mm. My dad grew up behind the fairgrounds.
That is so cool.
So this title has been really special for me. I tried out for St. Paul Court in 2017 for the 2018 court, and I was a princess for them. And then in 19, I was the San Yim Canyon Stampede Queen. I took a couple years to support my sister, who had the same dream of being a rodeo queen, and she was Miss Teen Rodeo Oregon for the COVID years, we call it.
Yeah.
So she was Miss
I've
Teen.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. She was Miss Teen Rodeo Oregon for 2020 and 2021, and then she took this year off to support me for one of my biggest goals.
She owed you.
Yeah. I spent all that time working for her.
Right, right. And it's like doubled or tripled for, like, every COVID year, it's like 10 years of service.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so she'll be paying you back for a while. Well, I have some more questions for you guys, but that's such a cool story, Alexis. Yeah. I'd love to hear just a little bit more about how it feels to, I mean, you guys have all dreamed of doing what you do, but this was, like, very specific to this role for you, Alexis.
Yeah, so for me, my grandparents met at the fair, I think, 53 years ago.
Wow.
So I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for the fair. And then I'm actually from St. Paul, but Canby has always been a close second hometown to me. And so getting to wear the same crown that some of my, like, idols wore, the queen who actually every year, the court gets to choose a perpetual gift.
Yeah.
And in 2015, I believe, the queen or the court decided to get new crowns.
Mm.
That year the queen happened to be Jessie Cornforth, now Jessie Jackson.
Mm.
She was Miss Rodeo Oregon in 2018 when I was on the St. Paul court, and so her and I became really close. And one of the first things I remember when we got these crowns was looking in the back, and then all engraved their names and the year on it. So that's
cool.
Just another special touch, I think, for the three of us having that to link back to previous courts. So it's all everything about it's been really special.
Yeah, that's so cool. Well, I have a question that I know you guys never get asked, and it's whoever wants to jump in, but for folks who don't know, what does the rodeo court do?
Popcorn style.
Yeah.
From Memorial Day to Labor Day, we travel the state attending other fair and rodeos, educating about the fair, and then also inviting people to come join us at the Canby Rodeo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think some of all of our favorite parts is during all of the rodeos that we go to visit, we get to do our hot lap, which is basically we just run the arena wall and get to wave at all the little girls, and it's really fun.
Last week it was extra hot.
Yes. when we warm up, it's really fun to just kind of stop on the wall and talk to some of the little kids and, you know, answer their questions about what we do. And, you know, like, if they want to do this one day, we can always give them pointers and stuff like that.
Well, that's what's so cool about your guys' story. Do you feel like you're just like,
really
the next
neat.
Chapter is unfolding? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't remember the question.
Oh, just what do you guys do? And maybe if there's anything to add or...
I think the biggest part of our job is we are the public face to the fair and rodeo, and not even just the fair and rodeo that we represent, but we're also... that link between the general public and the rodeo people.
Yeah.
So our job is to kind of help educate those that didn't grow up in the rodeo world like some of us did, or didn't have the opportunities to get involved in rodeo. So that's our biggest job. And then also giving back to rodeo. I mean, they kind of lit the fire in all three of us, the rodeo queens, when we were younger. So giving back and helping light that fire in little girls.
Do you feel like the role has changed a little bit, or maybe there's more to it being the 2022 right court and coming back again from the COVID years? We're sort of reminding, what was the fair again? Like, I mean, we did sort of have it last year, but it was different. Do you feel like there's just something, any new element to the role that you're serving now because of everything that's happened?
I think the amount of people just coming out to the events is more than even before COVID.
Yeah.
People are tired of being at home, so they want to go do something. So parades especially, I have never seen this many people at parades that we're attending.
Yeah, almost, I can see that. Yeah,
almost every rodeo that we've gone to has been sold out, and we're seeing rodeos that we've never seen sell out before sell out. And so just the amount of people and the amount of people we get to talk to has definitely doubled since I first started doing it.
Yeah,
I think we're all three really excited to see what the turnout's going to look like for our fair and rodeo coming up.
Yeah.
Seeing the numbers that we've seen at other rodeos and events.
Yeah.
I think we're all looking forward to see how many people will come out and see our favorite fair and rodeo.
And the vibes, right? Like, I've noticed that larger events that have come back this year that I've been to, and the numbers as well, have been crazy, but also just everybody's so happy, like, even if the lines are crazy long or whatnot, maybe that sense of, just that sense of gratitude that maybe it's something that before we would have taken for granted, but now we... are much more appreciative of it.
People are definitely a lot more appreciative of being there. They don't take it for granted anymore because they realize it can be taken away.
Yeah.
The energy is different.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys have been courts at other events. You've obviously seen and participated in fairs and rodeo events all over the state. Do you feel that there's something special about what we've got going on here in Canby? And if so, what?
I think so, yes. I'm from Washington County, and Washington County doesn't have a rodeo anymore. Mm. So not only am I grateful for the experience that Clackamas has given us, but also the fact that there's one right down the road. So it's not just bringing people from Clackamas County, Washington County, Yamhill County, Marion County. They're coming from all over.
Yeah, even outside the state,
I mean, I'm probably a little bit partial to Canby and the area, just being that my family is all from here from both sides. But I've always been super grateful for the small town feel, even though it might not necessarily be a super small town compared to where I grew up, of 450 people just down the road.
Yeah.
But Saint it still
Paul's
has that. Yeah. It still has that small town feel, and everybody is still family, and tight knit community everybody has your back. I didn't necessarily know our board of directors as well as I do now. And I'm super grateful for the great board that we get to work with. I didn't I knew a couple from my previous experience, but they've made sure to support us in every adventure we have this year and really want to get to know us, which mm-hmm. I think for us it's huge, knowing that we have a board of directors that are there for us and want to see us succeed and actually want to make a connection with us. And yeah. you don't always see that where they want to make a personal connection with their court.
Yeah, so. That's awesome.
I think the biggest thing that I've noticed is just I've always been very, very impressed with the Canby Rodeo Court. Like, they're always matching, like, down, like, to a T, everything yeah. matches.
Her yeah. lipstick.
Yes, exactly. Like, I always thought, like, St. Paul was even, like, held to a higher standard. But yeah. now that I'm on Canby, I think we're definitely, like, in my opinion, I think we're the best put together court because we're held to the highest standard. Like,
yeah, yeah.
everything
Shots
looks
fired. Yeah.
Everything looks good all the time. And that's definitely a really good thing because everywhere we go, that always is something that people bring up. They're like, oh, you're matching. Like,
yeah, I was yep, going to ask, do you get like the double take? Like, wait, what? Yep. What? Yeah. Like, how
oh,
many?
Oh, it's triplets.
Yeah, <right? Yep. laughs> yeah, yeah, totally. Walk me through. We've got the Clackamas County Fair coming up here in just a couple of weeks, which is crazy. But what is a like day to day? I mean, are you guys just going like
for the three of us?
Yeah,
we actually haven't seen our schedule yet.
Okay.
We have been told it is going to be super busy.
Yeah.
A couple of things we're looking forward to. I think all three of us have showed at county fairs before.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to going and supporting the 4-H and FFA
like
kids that
judging,
are
judging, or will you be part of that? Or
I don't think we'll be judging
okay,
anything.
But just
they
helping.
Usually have yeah. outside people hired that come and judge.
Yeah.
We kick off the week on Tuesday. We have the Kiwanis Kitty Capers Parade. That's
uh-huh.
something that I actually participated in.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to kind of like a full circle moment coming yeah. back to the parade.
Love that.
I believe we get to lead it. It's at 10 a.m. And then we have, let's see, what else do we have going on that week?
So you'll be doing the same kind of rodeo duties at mm-hmm. the Canby Rodeo
yep.
that you do at other events.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that and
each
a
night.
Whole lot more.
Yeah. yeah.
Since it is our rodeo, we
yeah.
have a lot more responsibilities. We also are the host for the Miss Rodeo Oregon pageant, so the three of us will get to kind of join in on some of the activities that they have going on. So Canby Rodeo is the host for the Miss Rodeo Oregon pageant. So Friday we have horsemanship, I believe, and that is at 1 or 10? 10 a.m. in the main arena, Traverso mm. Arena.
Yeah.
And then Saturday we have the Miss Rodeo Oregon fashion show at the main stage. And then later that evening during the performance, they'll crown the new Miss Rodeo Oregon, which is super cool for
That's
those
awesome.
That are in the stands. They'll get to see who will be representing our whole state as well as our community for 2023.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, those are like some of the big highlighted things. And then obviously we have the rodeo performance every night at 7:30. And for those that are interested, we have Slack, which is basically what we consider the overflow
yeah.
of the competition. So we can't always fit everybody in the rodeo performance.
Yeah.
So contestants also compete during the day, and that's at 3:30 in the same rodeo arena.
Yeah.
Which is free.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to go watch that,
yeah.
it's free to the public.
Yeah. Awesome. So you guys haven't done Clackamas County Fair yet as a member of the court.
No.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So
I got to follow them around and look up to them. And
yeah. Well, I'm curious if you sort of know just from other events or from what you've seen maybe, but kind of what that, because you guys are like celebrities, right, mm-hmm. at the Clackamas County Fair. Does that kind of make you nervous a little bit? Like, does it feel cool? What is that like? Is it like, I'm just a normal person. Don't worry, guys.
I mean, I feel like I'm just a normal person. Like,
yeah.
just got blessed. Worked hard and blessed with these opportunities.
Sure.
I don't want to say it was just handed to any of us. We all had to work hard to get here.
Absolutely.
But we're very fortunate to have the opportunities we have as the court.
Mm.
And I think it's something we've all dreamed of. So it's still like a pinch me, make sure I'm not dreaming type
yeah.
of feeling.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll hit us. I know I've talked to a lot of past courts, and I've been at the Canby Rodeo as a visiting royalty.
Yeah.
And hung out with their court, and I don't think it really truly hits them until like halfway through the week, and by that time it's you've only got a couple days left and you're just waiting and hoping that you can hold on to it just for a little bit longer.
Right, so. Right. And it's almost hard to kind of capture those memories mm-hmm. when you're so busy and yeah. running around. Yeah. Hey, Tyler. Read any good books lately?
Yeah, actually, I'm reading a really good one right now.
Awesome. What's it about?
It's kind of complicated, but there's like these two kids with an absent parent, and then this mysterious stranger shows up with his sinister accomplices, and they just start wreaking havoc in their lives. I think it's like a Faustian metaphor.
Wow, that sounds really dense.
It is.
Interesting, though. Who wrote it?
You know, I think it's like a doctor, starts with like an S or something. Sassos.
Tyler, are you reading The Cat in the Hat?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to. It's taken me like 2 months to get this far.
Okay. Well, hey, whatever your interest or reading level, open the world of all things books at the Book Nook in downtown Canby.
Yeah, guys, this local, independently owned and operated store is your one-stop shop for the latest releases and great deals on a huge variety of previously owned books, as well as games, art, and writing supplies and gifts.
They also do book clubs and game nights if you're looking for some fun, healthy activities right here in Canby. And hey, you know, for you, Tyler, they have a really expansive selection of children's books.
Oh, cool. Anyway, check them out on Facebook and Instagram, online at booknookcanby.com, or stop by 294 Northwest 2nd Avenue and let their friendly staff introduce you to your new favorite read. Hey, Frankie, why do you think I'd be interested in children's books?
We'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay.
Those of us who call this area home know there's just something special about the Clackamas County Fair. Maybe it's the livestock and agricultural displays where the farmers and youngsters who toil all year to work the land and feed our country showcase the fruits of their labor. Maybe it's the food. Hey, where else can you feast on a foot-long hand-dipped corn dog and a pile of ribbon fries the size of Mount Hood? And for dessert, homemade sour cream and raisin pie? A chocolate and vanilla swirl cone from the Dairy Women Red Barn, or for the purist, the one and only elephant ear. Maybe it's the long nights on the Midway, or the unmatched thrill of man against nature in the Canby Rodeo, or the inspired performances of musicians and entertainers playing for their favorite hometown crowd. Or maybe it's that sense you get as soon as you step foot onto the historic Clackamas County Fairgrounds and you realize we do things a little differently here, and are willing to work a little harder to preserve the things we love. Whatever it is, the Clackamas County Fair has got it, and in spades. Come see everything a county fair was meant to be, only in Canby, August 16th through the 20th. Tickets on sale now at clackamascountyfair.com or on the new Clackamas County Fair app on Google Play or the Apple App Store.
I think all three of us have come as visiting royalty, but I'm definitely excited to be on the actual rodeo court, because not just the fact that, you know, people know who you are, but yeah. it's the fact that we get to talk to everybody and kind of share what it is that we do with everybody yeah. and kind of get people interested, like, hey, come try out for us when we have yeah. our tryouts in October.
Yeah, you're not just like supporting it, like you're a part of it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
For it's once, a big family. We're the star of the show. This yeah. is our week.
Yeah.
And also, awesome. Just walking around and you have little kids come up to you and ask for your autograph, you're like, oh, wait, you're talking to me,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, like, wait, there's no yeah. one behind me. Yeah.
So there's that little bit of, oh, yeah, like, I am famous for a week kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you're sort of remembering, oh, yeah, I was like that when I was mm-hmm. little. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm also looking forward, since I am from this community, sort of.
Of course.
I'm really looking forward to seeing familiar faces that yeah. have kind of been there since the beginning. Saw me kind of stargazing at the rodeo queens mm-hmm. of the Canby, at the Canby Rodeo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, being there with people that have been there every step of the way and kind of watched from me being a little girl dreaming about this and then to where I am today wearing the crown that I've spent my whole life dreaming about.
Yeah.
Getting to share that moment with them.
Yeah. So. Cool. Well, one of the last things I wanted to ask you guys about is just kind of what travel looks like. Like you mentioned, you travel all over the state. Obviously, gas prices are crazy. Are you going around with horses and that whole? Yeah. That's got to be, yeah, just the logistics of that.
My family pulls two trailers. Our horse trailer doesn't have a living quarters, so we also pull a tent trailer.
Okay.
So everywhere we go, there's a minimum.
A horse trailer and a human trailer.
Yeah. Everywhere we go, minimum two trucks, two trailers.
Yeah.
And so when we started the year, it was parades, and then we moved into rodeo season. So from Spray to Sisters, and then Prineville, St. Paul. Joseph.
Some of these are far flung. Like,
Joseph all the was way. And a half hours.
Yes.
We just got back
like
on
distant
Sunday.
Corner of the state. Yeah.
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 So we're, when we say we go all over the state, we're going all, over the state.
All over the state.
Yeah. We're not joking. Yeah.
I don't know what else to add. But yeah, we stay busy throughout the year. And the way we pay for it is actually through our own fundraising.
Mm.
We're a volunteer group, so we have to go out and do our own sponsorship or reach out to people who we think might be interested in sponsoring us as a court. We do that work, and then we have our coronation event where the past court crowns the new incoming court, and then the incoming court gets to host a live auction, silent auction, and usually it's a dessert auction that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all of our funding comes from, is from those fundraisers. So it's a lot of hard work to get us looking this good and going down the rodeo road, because it's a lot of miles and a lot of time and energy that goes into getting us where we get to go and where we are today.
Yeah.
It may be a lot, but I don't think you'll ever hear any of us complain, because we really do love what we do.
Yeah,
and
I can tell.
We want to be it as much as we can possibly be, just to get the word, like, hey, come see us at our fair and rodeo.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we came to yours. Okay.
Exactly.
So we drug two ours. Trailers all the way from Canby to Joseph. Yeah.
But it's definitely fun just getting to go and see how other rodeos put on their stuff. And it's, I personally would not ever miss a rodeo if I had that opportunity, just because the people that go to them and the atmosphere and seeing all of the visiting royalty. We were just at Chief Joseph, top corner of Oregon. There was a lot of visiting royalty.
A lot of girls there.
And it's just great to see the support that each court has.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see how many visiting royalty we have, because we're definitely one of the favorites.
Yeah.
So it'll be really cool to see all the girls come and support us during our week.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys just must be so appreciative of all the folks that support, especially with gas going up and all this stuff facing the current climate.
Yeah, I know definitely at the beginning of the year it was not at all what we expected. And last October, with the gas prices like doubling, if not tripling since then, we had to really
scratch out the budget.
We had to totally rethink how we're how hard we're gonna go at our fundraising,
because
we could have been lazy and done just enough to get us by, but then at that point we wouldn't have had anything left.
Scratch things off the calendar
with the way everything's gone.
Is there a way that folks can follow you guys on social media or contact you?
We have both an Instagram and Facebook page. I can't remember what the exact Instagram username is off the top of my head. I think it's just Clackamas County Fair Court, but I could be wrong.
We'll link those in the show notes for folks.
And then our Facebook page is the Clackamas County Fair and Canby Rodeo Court. I do know that is actually correct.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it's been so great having you guys. Is there anything else that you wanted to share that I didn't ask you about that you'd like to tell folks about?
I think one thing that might be somewhat important is for girls who are interested in trying out, just kind of knowing what goes into our tryouts and what it takes to, you know, get the title.
Right.
We
have to know how to ride a horse.
Yes, that is a very big part of it, is the horsemanship. But we start out with a written test, just kind of based on, you know, your knowledge about Canby and current events. And it's a big personality thing. You give a speech that's, you know, 2 to 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
About, usually you get to pick your own topic. It's just something that you want to impress the judges with. You have your horsemanship pattern, and then you have your panel interview. panel interviews seem really scary, but once you get in there and talk to the judges, it's a lot of fun, actually. Yeah. They're just looking, they just want to see the real you. Hmm. It's all about how you answer your questions and your personality. Yeah. So
how many?
I think we had roughly 5 judges. Okay. It depends on
like
what
arena full.
Yes. It depends on the court you're trying out for, because St. Paul has probably like 10 to 13 judges.
Right. And they're all related.
They very well might be. I don't know. I don't know all of their
it used to be that way. They're changing it a little bit. Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun, and so if you are thinking about trying out, it's not something you should be scared of. It's a lot of fun. Even just to go try out.
Yeah.
The experience is definitely something that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
But yeah, if you have any questions about rodeo queens in general or how to get on a court or get to where, I guess, where we are today, all three of us are happy to answer questions or help get you connected with coaches or make those connections in the rodeo and rodeo queen world. So yeah, if anybody has any questions, we're happy to help.
We love sharing our knowledge.
Yeah. And tryouts are October 29th at the fairgrounds.
Hmm. Awesome. Well, last question, go around round robin just to wrap us up. Jessica, what are you most excited about the Clackamas County Fair?
I'm excited for the hot lap.
Yeah.
Personally, I got to do it last year with my other title. But you're running in with everyone else.
Yeah.
When you're the court who's hosting,
yeah,
you get to go in by yourself.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to just taking that in.
Yeah.
First time I rode into the Canby Arena, I was like, oh, wow, this is big.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so just to take that all in and go, okay, like, we have a lot of support backing us.
Yeah.
Just
very
to see
cool.
that in
and all that history and legacy. Yeah. Michaela, same question.
I think, obviously, I'm really excited for our hot lap because that's my favorite part of rodeo.
Right, right. But she stole it. So.
Yes, of course, Jesse. I think that the thing that I'm most excited about is our themed nights. I know at least 2 of them hit home for me. I have somebody really close to me that is battling breast cancer right now. Mm. And Tuesday night is breast cancer awareness night for us.
Cool.
And then my father, who passed away recently, was in the military. And we have our military night on Thursday night. Thursday or Friday?
Might be Friday.
I think it's
different. I believe it's Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. But just seeing everybody come together and have that be something that everyone's aware of. Like, hey, this is their night. This is, we're appreciating them.
Yeah.
Means a lot.
Yeah. That's cool. Thanks for sharing that. And our queen.
Wow, that's tough to top both of them. I'm excited.
Corn dogs, not
exactly. The food,
the donuts,
the fair food. Can I just say all of it?
Yeah.
I don't think I can pick a certain thing. I'm really looking forward to, I guess, spending our week. Hmm. It's finally our week together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The three of us. I'm really looking forward to being able to soak in every single second, or at least try and soak in every single second, because it's what dreams are made of, at least for me. So getting to have that become reality, I'm sure it won't hit me until after, but I'm really looking forward to soaking in everything from doing grand entry, the hot lap, and getting to see all the faces in the crowd, and then the three of us sitting in the middle of center of the arena during national anthem. And getting to soak in all that.
Yeah, just having that all wash over
gonna
you.
It's going to be unreal.
Yeah.
I'm sure all three of us will probably be crying in the middle of the arena.
Yeah. I'll make sure to get like really close up snotty pictures.
Yeah.
So.
I know we all get like goosebumps and chills during the national anthem at rodeos. It's always something really special.
Yeah.
But when it's in Canby in the Bob Traverso Arena, it's even just a little bit more special than any other place.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, that was the 2022 Clackamas County Fair and Canby Rodeo Court. Princesses Jessica Lincoln and Michaela Bolte and Queen Alexis Goffner, thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You.
We had fun.
Yes.
Tyler, did you know that the Australian lyrebird can mimic any sound that it hears? even chainsaws?
No, that's super interesting.
Did you know that a baby puffin is called a puffling? Or no. That baby sea otters can't swim, so their moms wrap them up in pieces of kelp until they learn how to paddle.
Wait, do you know any trivia that isn't like animal related?
Not really, but here's some stuff you may not know about the Wild Hare Saloon, where Camby goes to eat and have fun.
Okay.
The Wild Hare is one of Camby's longest running locally owned restaurants. Owners Joan and Darren Moden have been in business for 16 years.
That's cool.
Yep. Heck, you were just a baby back then. And they love to give back. They've been members of the Camby Chamber for that long, and they donate over $20,000 to local sports, FFA programs, and civic organizations each year.
Wow, I'm legitimately like caught off. That's cool.
Yeah. They also support more than 30 jobs in the community through their award-winning staff, some of them as young as 18. Hey, that's older than you are.
Dude, I'm 10 months younger than you.
With the days getting longer and the weather getting warmer, the Camby Wild Hare's expansive outdoor patio is the place to be. Furry friends, welcome.
Well, that sounds great. I'm going to go check them out just off of Highway 99E next to the Space Age in Camby at 1656 Beaver Creek Road in Oregon City or on their website at thewildhairsaloon.net. Now Hear This Camby is produced by me, Tyler Clausen. Our content director and star reporter is Tyler Frankie. And of course, our show is edited by Cameron Clausen. We also feature the vocal talents of Joy Struby and James Walden. So a round of applause to them. The song that you're hearing right now is Camby by singer-songwriter Olivia Harms, used with her permission. To find more work from her, you can visit her website, olivia13.com.
Now Hear This Camby is dedicated to preserving independent local journalism and redefining local news with our fun, fresh, and energetic brand of storytelling. Our sincere thanks to our local sponsors who make this show possible. Please show your appreciation by supporting the small businesses who support us.
The production of Now Hear This Studios, Camby's locally owned, full-service audio, video, and media production company. Our mission is to produce the best content in the universe. And we'd love to help you do it. Find us online at nhtstudios.com.
I will take a motion to adjourn.
I just moved it.
I didn't even ask for it, though.